I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The Sheraton Atlanta has been closed by the Georgia Department of Public Health after cases of Legionnaire's disease were reported. The sickness is a serious type of pneumonia caused by bacteria known as Legionella. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, symptoms include cough, shortness of breath, muscle aches, and fever. Guests are being evacuated to nearby hotels while the situation is investigated. Immigration organizations are on standby with the looming threat of immigration and customs enforcement raids targeting their communities. Azada Sashahani is with Project South, an immigration advocacy group. She says the promised ICE raids and lack of activity are unsettling.
I think the intention has been to try to spread fear and terrorize the community. But, you know, the important thing is that we are organized and ready to respond.
Sashahani says they've been handing out flyers informing potentially affected communities of their rights. Well, an Alabama company wants to mine for heavy minerals near the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge in southeast Georgia. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
The proposal from Twin Pines Minerals calls for mining on more than 2,400 acres of land in Charlton County. It will impact 522 acres of wetland temporarily and 65 acres permanently, according to the application. But Suwannee Riverkeeper John Quarterman says the real impact could be greater.
The most obvious thing that we really need is a real environmental impact statement. All we have so far is this is what the applicant said.
Quarterman is concerned about runoff from the mining, wildlife habitats, and the effects on water flow underground. The Army Corps of Engineers is taking public comment on the proposal until August 13th. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Georgia will see many more days of dangerous heat as the climate continues to warm. A new study by the advocacy group Union of Concerned Scientists finds that if nothing changes, the state will see an average of 77 days with a heat index over 105 by the end of the century. Erica Spanger-Siegfried is one of the report's authors. She says that's more heat than most people can get used to.
We can't adapt and cope our way out of this problem if we don't limit the extent to which heat becomes more extreme in our future.
Spanger-Siegfried says the way to limit extreme heat is by cutting heat-trapping emissions like carbon dioxide. The study finds rapid action to limit global warming would also limit the increase in extreme heat. Well, the University of Georgia's Richard B. Russell Library is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the moon landing today with an exhibit of rare items collected during the Apollo 11 mission. The collection includes moon rocks that were given to the state of Georgia in 1972. Sarah Anderson, a graduate student intern at the Russell Library for Political Research and Studies, explains how the university acquired the moon rocks.
President Nixon had a goodwill mission that gave out moon rocks in the 1970s to all 50 states. These rocks were collected on the Apollo 11 mission and the Apollo 17 mission.
Also among the gifts was a Georgia state flag which went to the moon on the Apollo 11 spacecraft. The moon rocks will only be on display today at the Russell Library in Athens. Other items in the collection will be on display until the end of December. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves picked up another win last night, defeating the Brewers by a score of 4-2. Freddie Freeman, once again the hero, hitting a three-run homer for Atlanta. The win gives Atlanta a 7.5-game lead over the Washington Nationals for first place in the NL East. The Philadelphia Phillies are now 9.5 games back. The Braves and Brewers will square off again in Milwaukee tonight. First pitch is at 8:10 p.m. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.